What up, ladies and gentlemen? Back on Needin' Unfiltered with myself, Kenyon Martin, and your co-host, Jada. What's happening, brother?
What's good, brother?
Cooling, man. Staying out of harm's way as usual. Just maxing and relaxing.
Same here, you know, trying to stay healthy.
What's new on your end, brother?
You know, music, sneakers, basketball.
Sneakers? What kind of sneakers, brother? You got some new heat coming out? You know what I'm saying? You got something new? Like, what's the...
Yeah, I bought some. This week, I bought some Dunks. I think blue and black Dunks. I bought some Air Force Ones with some type of writing on them like they had in Kiff. They caught me with those.
Speaking of shoes, yeah, I went by, my son turns 16 tomorrow. Shout out to Cameron. Shout out to my little man, be 16 tomorrow, man.
Happy birthday to the young king.
Yeah, so we, I went and got him the other day. He wanted to go hang out, we went to lunch and all that. But we, I drove by Flight Club out here in LA and I forgot, like, when the riots and all that shit happened, like, they ran through Flight Club.
Everything is online, right? Up here,
it's
online.
But I just forgot. No, I'm saying, but they still had the stores open, though.
Oh, you forgot that they looted. Yeah, they tore Flight Club up down there over in LA and up here.
I forgot. I'm saying I went up there. It's still boarded up. Like.
Oh yeah.
Some of shit. They got graffiti all on the board and all that. Like they don't look like they doing it no time soon. So I was a little disappointed in that venture.
Yeah, they ran through that.
Yeah, then we went by Cool Kicks.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't really have much. You know, he got some. My son got some Off-White phone, the basketball joints. He wanted them, so I'm on the hook to get him some. He's 16, he in all of
the drip.
Yeah, he definitely in all of that. So yeah, but it just be tough, man. His feet growing, you know what I'm saying? Like every year he in a different size shoe. So before I was lacing him for Christmas and birthday and all that, and he wore him for 6 months and like, yo, man, you can't fit them no more. Like, no, them too small. I'm like, yo, you can't get nothing for them because you done dogged them out.
They growing, he running through them joints.
Yeah, like, he in a 12 now, so I'm like, shit, before long, he going to be able to wear some of them 13s I got in my closet, man. So I'm going to have to put a lock on the door.
That's going to be a good and a bad thing because he going to be stealing all your heat.
Oh, that was KJ. KJ stayed in my closet when he was, I'm saying, when we wore the same size. Like, he stayed. I'm like, yo, man. Like, I'm going in there, his shoes rearranged and all that. They ain't pushed back on the shelf how I left it. I'm like,
yeah KJ, you could tell. You could tell with some rumbling in it.
KJ been rummaging in my closet, man. What else, man? Yeah, the highlight of little man be 16 is the highlight of my week, man.
Definitely. Beautiful thing.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, man, out here. The Hawks just fired their coach. I saw that's very unfortunate. He doesn't get the way that some coaches get.
It's a question I got to ask. Is it because you always hear, like, when a team, which I don't think the Hawks is a bad team, but they say, like, when everything's not going right, first is the coach, and then, you know.
Yeah,
coach. How about they get a new coach and nothing else?
It ain't going to change this year for sure. But the coach the first one to go is always, that's the old saying, the coach the first one to go. So it must be something that he's not doing. But what, 2 years in? Like, y'all been bad for the last seven.
Get a guy something to work with. Give
y'all
some
been,
time.
Yeah. Y'all been bad for the last seven, so y'all expect him to come in and be Houdini. Just because y'all had a couple high draft picks. Like, that don't...
No, that don't work like that.
It don't work like that. You ain't give Rondo a chance to work his magic down there yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, so...
Rondo's back healthy?
I'm just saying, but just being there.
Yeah, they ain't give him a chance to engage.
So him just being in that locker room and even having a guy like Gallinari that's been around. I'm saying, like that's been in multiple locker rooms, that's been on a few winning teams, that's played a lot of minutes in this league. Just having him there, having this experience helps. But he's been out as well, you know. So, yeah, I don't think the black man got a fair shot. But
as we usually don't.
Yeah, it's just another one of those things, man, that you got to overcome.
Yeah,
like they always say, you got to be twice as good. And unfortunately, his team wasn't. And he's the one to fall on the knife. What it is, I don't know. But, yeah, nah, it's very unfortunate, man, that he didn't get a chance to move past the bad stuff and
I actually think they're a young team that's on the rise. If they're able to work, you know, be with each other, get some camaraderie.
Yeah, they better than they have been.
Definitely.
Like, they literally, like, they 6 games out of, like, first place. Like, it's not like they, I'm saying, like, how you justify that?
That's crazy.
Like, and kind of like on the same lines of what we're talking about. I don't know if you saw what Shannon Sharpe was saying about Mike Tomlin. Like Mike Tomlin was on, I guess it was on Real Sports the other day, and that about the hiring process in the NFL with black coaches and like black like defensive coordinators, head coaches, and lack thereof, and et cetera. And Shannon Sharpe was like you part of the problem too, Mike Tomlin. Like, ain't nobody called Mike out on this shit that, like, Mike Tomlin got, like, white offensive coordinator, white defense coordinator, white special teams, white linebacker coach, white, you know what I'm saying? Like, so.
That might be why he's able to keep his job so long.
Yeah, so he's saying he hired within, and he hired the best candidate. And I guess that's the excuse that they always use when they don't want to hire blacks, that, or we hired within, or we hired the best candidate for the job. Like, so that's the excuse that every team uses. So he's saying, like, Mike Tomlin, like, you basically company man, because you're saying the same thing, like, that every team uses. So you are part of the problem. Like, he was praising Bruce Arians because Bruce Arians has black offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he got black offensive coordinator. Black,
they got two women on. Then they got two women full staff, like two
very
female.
Very diverse, no doubt. Yeah, I like Bruce. I like Bruce.
You know what I'm saying? So
here's the Bruce.
I'm talking about. Yeah, but that was, yeah, so he was speaking on that, and I was like, man, that was well put. I'm saying, like, for him to step out there and, like, really call Mike Tomlin out, like, nah, like, you're not, like,
Shannon, you're not, is my guy.
Oh, yeah, no, nah,
Shannon, he be holding
it, keep
man.
It a buck. No, he gonna keep it a buck always.
Keep it a buck. I like Shannon. He hold like it down for us.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when I was going on the show, man, I'm saying, we had a good rapport. You know what I'm saying? When I was going on Undisputed, like, me and him had a good rapport. And, yeah, because he always kept it 100. You know what I'm saying? He always, if he didn't know, he asked.
Yeah.
And he never, because he'd been there. Like, so guys that's played, it comes from a place where you can, I'm saying, respect it a little more if they're keeping it 100. You know what I'm saying?
That's
if
a they're fact.
Not, then if they're not keeping it a buck, then you're like, really, dude? Like, that's what they converted you to?
Yeah,
like,
this is what it is.
Right. So, yeah, but nah. Shout out to Shannon Sharpe, man, for calling Mike Tomlin out on his BS, man. Like that's dope. I'm saying, like, yeah,
very much needed. Very much needed. We need more of we need more of them type of call outs, if you ask me.
Yeah, so but
I went to a Knicks game. I went to a Knicks game this week with my godson. Oh. He got paralyzed. He got shot in the neck, unfortunately. Oh. But you know, he's alive, and he's able to. He got a fighting chance to walk again. So
okay,
just to keep his spirits up. You know, he played basketball before the accident. So I took him to a Knicks game. Took him to a Knicks game this week, which was a very different experience. Had to take a COVID test. Like, we had to get there early, an hour or so early. He took a COVID test at the Garden. Then we went out to the floor. We caught shooting around, caught the game. You know, you got to eat in the back in the suite.
Yeah.
There's no eating on the floor. The seats is, it seemed very somber. But then again, it seemed the energy was in the building. Like, D Rose, couple of the players came over, saluted me and him. That made them happy. Then they started, you know, they start going at it. So just to see the Knicks, like you said, only one game. What are they? One game behind 500 or one game above?
Yeah. Shit, they fourth.
They're the fourth in the East, man.
So
New York City is rocking off the Knicks being fourth seed, no matter what the record is. Just the fact, I don't think my whole life I've seen them in the fourth seed since I've been on Earth.
Yeah, they one game above 500 right now. They 18-17, man. So, Excuse me, that's a blessing. No, that's a blessing. Trust me, for diehard Knicks fans, for them to be where they are. Right now, almost halfway through the season. Mm-hmm. You can't ask for nothing better. But yeah, no, that's good, man. You got to take in is your godson, you said?
Yeah, my godson,
that's good. Hope he recover, man. He's able to, walk again. That's what's up, man. Like, just good inspiration. You took him out to the game, let him see the game up close, let the guys come over and, like, give him that kind of inspiration.
Some love. Any type of motivation or inspiration that could instill that will in them to want to, get up and walk again.
Yeah, already. That's what's up, man.
America's coming out. You know, we fortunate to get some invites to early screening. Yeah, Charlene. Shout out to Charlene.
Yeah, Charlene always come through, man. I didn't saw a few joints before Earl. I saw the Tupac joint. I saw Black and Blue private screening. Charlene always come through. So shout out to Charlene Thomas.
Looking forward to seeing this coming to America, though. I think, Eddie, when Eddie Murphy drops something, he don't really miss.
Yeah, but hey, the only thing I heard and that I'm a little skeptical about, that I heard it wasn't like the first one was rated R, like this one is like PG-13 or something.
It's over.
You know, so
it's over, Charlene. But I don't know. That's a big.
That's the only thing. Because the language, because you gotta have that language, man. Like you gotta have certain scenes, the bathtub scene.
It gotta be some cursing in there. It just ain't gonna give you that coming to America feel.
Yeah, it's probably a few, but it ain't like.
It ain't gonna. You didn't have to tell me.
Yeah, but that's like it. Still could be a good movie without. But
if they ain't able to speak how we expected them, how they spoke, or the dialogue is not similar to the first coming to America, they're geniuses. If it can still be that type of quality for a sequel with less, cursing and all that,
because it seems like the bad, like the royal penis is clean, Your Highness. Like you can't like you can't the put that in the PG-13.
There's no way they're gonna be in that barbershop and not say some crazy shit though.
Yeah, like you can't like have a PG-13 film and have that in it. Like it's hard for me to believe like something of that nature. So. But I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, it's Eddie. I would never underestimate Eddie.
Yeah, because I think Norbit was funny. I'm saying like people try to compare it to other.
I thought Norbit was hilarious.
Yeah, like I saw. I think Norbit was funny. I think he had a couple misses in there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. He's human.
Yeah, but he wasn't catering to us.
Nah, that's when he started getting that other bread and started.
Yeah, he's getting 20 or 25 a movie. So, it definitely ain't about us. Like, damn.
You want me to do Dr. Doolittle? That's what it's going to be.
One and two.
Yeah. Listen, you know where that bread is at.
Sign me up. I will fake talk to some animals all damn day. Eddie, like, shit, them checks is great. Mm-hmm. People be on. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to seeing it, man. So, I'm going to ask you once again, have you seen Judas and the Black Messiah, brother?
No. I started it I started watching it with my wife. And I fell asleep, and then we both agreed. We both agreed that we started over and watch it, and then we never got around to it. I think I might do that tonight. Yeah. That might be.
You took a Kush nap. And you was like,
I mean, it was the Kush. It was the Kush that made me take the nap and not finish the movie. I think I'll check it out tonight, after dinner.
All right, no doubt.
Might be hard though if it's some good games on. I might, know how that go.
Got a pick. I'm with you. Your man Bobby Shmurda came home.
Okay. Definitely. Shout out to the GS9. Shout out to Rowdy. Shout out to them for just showing integrity in the hip hop world. And I know some people might have thought they was ignorant, young, erratic, young, wild dudes in the beginning, but they showed that they got integrity. They stand up brothers. Bobby took 7, so Rowdy could get 7. They came home with their name. They came home back to the game, back to the money. Everybody's loving them. And they did, they turned a negative into a positive situation. And I love to see that for my young brothers. I was able to speak to, I spoke to Rowdy since he'd been home. I haven't seen Bobby or spoken to Bobby. It's crazy because I was in the bed early the other night, and the security that was doing the little get together for Bobby's event was the one who FaceTimed me. I didn't put it together till the next day. I'm like, damn, they was calling me to talk to Bobby, but I was in the bed. I was in the bed, so I got more. I got stripes with wifey for saying, "Yo, I'm in the bed. I can't talk right now." Shout out to Bobby for coming home. Shout out to the GS9. Get back to the music. Get back to the money. God bless my young brothers.
All right, so you said yes. So welcome home, brother. Both of you brothers, man. So Bobby wouldn't go get that much time initially. So they offered
Rowdy more time.
Yeah.
I heard they put 14 years on. I think they wanted to give Rowdy the bulk of the time and Bobby was facing a lesser charge. Yeah. And they just threw 14 years on the table and told them go in the room and work it out.
Figure it out.
And Bobby came out and said, "Yo, I'll take 7.
I do the 7 with you.
Yeah, so that kind of.
See, I didn't know the whole story. I didn't know.
That's rare and hard to come by. Facts.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So that kind of goes against my point I was about to make. But I'm with you.
You know what that's like. Okay. You know what that is. You ain't gonna find too many young even older dudes that's going to do some of that honorable.
Yeah, now when I'm facing less.
This 2 years and let you do the 12.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm going to take 7, you know what I mean? Yeah, and it's crazy. Yeah, it's ironic that Rowdy got out before Bobby. I don't know if he lost some good time or whatever happened, but that's even crazy just to show that. Yeah. You know what I mean? He did that.
That's the way it would go, though. That's the only way it could go. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only way it could happen. Like,
no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, that's good, man. Both of them brothers was able to go in there, man, do the time. Both of them be able to come out and stand on their own, too. I'm saying be able to look themselves in the mirror. They go a long way, man. So, yeah, that's what's up, man. All right. What else we got out here, man? What else popping out here in these streets, man? I don't know, man. What's... Oh, the All-Star game in Atlanta.
How could we forget?
Yeah, so I heard the NBA not happy with some of the things they've been getting feedback with as far as,
That's like a slap in the face, though. In a pandemic, in a short season, and all of this, if you're going to decide to have All-Star weekend, you can't say you feel no kind of way. Because I mean, that's just how I'm this is how KISS thinks and KISS feels.
Yeah.
You, It should have canceled it and let the players all go on vacation for a short stint. Or if you're gonna have it, you gotta deal with the Atlanta, what comes with Atlanta. Right or wrong?
Oh yeah, because they partying down there without All-Star Weekend. So
they just the fact yeah, they that they haven't it's some people from Atlanta, some AT aliens that's not gonna go to the game, watch the game, but just the fact that the game is gonna be there.
Yeah,
they're gonna celebrate that any.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They already celebrated Atlanta every weekend.
You know, I follow one of my partners. They advertising KOD for Atlanta, opening up All-Star Weekend.
See, they opened like, a new club. I heard that. I heard they was. I heard Q and Alex was opening up.
Yeah.
I heard there's some things going there.
Of course.
You know, it's also
an opportunity to make some money, man. People been in the house for a year.
It's like the weekend before March 9th, or it's the, you know, it's all tied in with the day Big got killed. So me and C's got booked down there for another event for Big, you know, for the memorial of Big. Yeah. So just all of that, it's going to be
crazy.
There's
money opportunities down there for that. You know what I'm saying? God, people have been missed out on a whole lot of money over this last year. So it's an opportunity to try to recoup some of that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, the NBA go after. They got a chair. Ain't nothing they can do about this one. I'm saying they got to take this one on the chin. Like, people going to do it, whether they have in the game or not.
Y'all decided to push the button on it. Take what comes with it.
Got to. Like, yeah, and that's just, yeah, like I said, yeah, people. Yeah, it's just going
to be. It's going to be crazy. You know.
It's going to be insane, actually.
It's going to be. They must gonna have some National Guards on the floor to keep the boys in the room, huh?
Yeah, the front, they're gonna
have Joe Clark with the code 10, lock the door.
I'm saying, but I think the NBA gonna have the players' hotel locked down. Ain't gonna be too much moving around for them. But the masses,
there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, the dudes that's playing the game, I don't think they'll risk it not being able to play in the game. Because you know if they find out that they out, they're gonna hold them out. So
you think they gonna sit in them hotel rooms or with Wi-Fi looking at what's going on in the city and not and they just gonna sit there?
It's a different breed of dudes, man. Like you probably have one.
And out of the whole James
would be tempted.
I'm definitely expected to see Harden that Copper Cove or one of them joints somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? Like if anybody gonna do it, it's definitely James. It has James Harden name written all over it. You know what I'm saying? This is history here we're speaking about. You know what I'm saying?
They might give Harden a pass because they know he gonna move around the city. Yeah, he too connected.
But other than that, it's just a different generation of dudes, man. Like a lot of them dudes young. So they ain't, I don't think they out and about like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just, like our generation, 2000s, and yeah, definitely if it was something like this going on, somebody leaving, like, without a doubt. But
this situation. I got two, three of them sliding out.
Yeah.
I got the over-under on two, at least two. Besides James, we excluding James.
Yeah, I got like can't see it.
Nah, you right. They more clean-cut guys. You right.
Yeah,
They ain't wild and crazy like y'all was.
Oh yeah, we was nuts. Like you right. You wasn't controlling me. Like that was my thing. Like like curfew. Who is that? Man, I wish you would try to tell me what time I have to be in my room or my house. Man, boy, laugh in your face. Like, boy, disrespectful laugh, too. You better get out of here. Kurt, who? Yeah, nah.
Lights out.
Yeah, if I want to go out, I'm going to go out. Like, nah. Yeah, I'm responsible. So I know how to go. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know how to go out and have a good time and be back in a decent hour and not. I'm saying so, but a lot of you do. Yeah, a lot of people ain't like that. So,
you might be part of it. We only the over and under is on the bid.
So you got three, at least three of them.
Nah. I took it. You just with that last word of advice. You just narrowed me. You narrowed me down to two.
Oh, so you're right.
And okay. Harden's included. It's Harden.
Oh,
and it's going to be one more one more guy's going to surprise us and have a nice night out on the town.
And be all over damn Instagram and everybody TikTok and everything the next day.
All you need is a good hoodie and a good mask.
Man, whatever. Not these days.
Think about it. You get a good fitted, a hoodie and a mask. You can slide in somewhere. Just leave your ice at home.
But he's going to go in. He ain't going in as a normal person, for one.
That's fact. He's going to have to expose himself to get in. And then that's it. All them phones right there.
But on the DJ. I'm saying the DJ.
Shout out, because you're going to be taller than everybody. Yeah. You're going to get the shout out, and then it's over.
And everybody going to be looking where he at, where he at, where he at.
You're going to be sending them texts straight to Adam Silver.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I believe it was. I believe it was. I believe it was. No. A little birdie just told me that you got some new music out of with Flex, brother.
Yeah. We dropped a new song. I really don't know what he's doing with it, though. I keep hearing him. He teasing a video.
Of it. Yeah, I caught a snippet out of it. Yeah.
People keep calling me, yo, Kiss, where can I get it? I thought it was out on all platforms, but I guess he's holding it hostage this week or something. Yeah, I got to hit him and see, yo, when is it going to be released?
So how does shit like that go? Like, guys hit you up, they either pay you or you do them a favor, whichever. If y'all cool enough, I don't know if you that cool with nobody. You know what I'm saying? To do a solid like that.
Business. We split that. That particular song is a 50-50 split with me and him. So
okay.
We split all of the money. We split
okay,
this,
so whenever it do come out, you're gonna get your justice. So ain't no just holding it hostage because he
he's actually putting money behind it and working it on the digital platform. So okay. But on the paperwork side, we split it down the middle, 50-50. It was a decent deal.
Already.
It wasn't one of them lopsided joints.
Yeah, but I just wonder, like, so how when y'all do like features and stuff like that, do you charge people you cool with?
Depends how cool.
Yeah.
But if it's somebody that, you know, I got a decent relationship, I won't charge them the same as I would charge them if they went through the label. You know, I'll give you a family price. I know you, if you want to come up, you trying to build your brand and work your way up in this game, I ain't going to charge you the same way as somebody that's already solidified with 10 Grammys and this time. I'm going to hit them. When you got it, I'm going to sting your pocket.
Yeah.
When you don't got it, I'm going to work with you.
Oh, so you look out for the up and coming. Like,
yeah, we rob from the rich and give to the poor, baby.
Okay.
You know how we do.
Gotcha.
It don't change.
Is everybody the same or do certain people got a certain price and they ain't budging off of it?
Oh yeah, that's what makes some people tell you they hate some artists and this, you know, that's where the relationships kick in at.
Because
there's some dudes that ain't budging. You can speak to him and hit them in a DM and have lunch and mojitos and all that. And when it's time to do the song, they having their people send you the same invoice they would have sent anybody. And then there's some dudes, you know, you build a relationship with, and it ain't about the money.
All right.
With this game, just like your game, pretty much anybody I would need to call for a feature, they pretty much already has money. They got money already.
Yeah.
So it goes off your relationship. You know what I mean? This is a game that's built off relationship. Even though money makes shit move faster, but if when you call me, I see it's Kmart, I'm picking up. If I see it's fucking Joe Schmo from...
Yeah.
You know, either I'm not picking up, let somebody pick up and charge them something astronomical. And that's how they do. And then you got the dudes that act like they cool till they get what they want from you, and then they don't pick up. So you got to know this game. You never, one thing I learned at a young age, is not to intertwine who I call my friends and who I do business with. You know what I mean? It's a very thin line.
Yeah, I can only imagine, man, when it's, especially when you come into your money, man, your bottom line, you know what I'm saying? You're providing for your family and all that. And yeah, so, no, I can
it's
only
one
imagine.
Of them games where everybody's your family until they need you to lay down that verse or the hook.
Yeah, yeah.
Then after that, they turn into the family member that hit the lotto and disappeared on the rest of the family.
Change their number.
And all that. You can't find them.
Yeah. All right. So, I be hearing some of these rappers, like, I don't know if it's cap or if they actually getting, like, I be hearing these dudes talking about, like, they charging $300,000 a verse, like, for a feature and shit like that. Like, is that accurate? Well, like,
I mean, you can set you can make your price whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Now, when you hear dudes say that, if you able to ask them or if you able to Google or punch in something, see how many verses they do a year
on their price.
When you charge that price, yeah. You might get one or two off, but you're not gonna get. It's not gonna be several.
Yeah, they putting their own stuff out, but they ain't doing too many features.
Yeah, you're not when you're charging $300,000 and $400,000. That's for a show. That's feasible because they got these arenas that can make shit happen. But for a verse. Who you paying? Who's paying $300,000 or $400,000? The Prince of Dubai or something? No verses. Who fucking want a verse for that?
Because I just be hearing like, these niggas like, I'm 200.
Some of them is getting it, you know, but definitely is a nice percentage of cap out there.
Yeah, like I'm $200,000 a feature. Like what? Like the song might not even make that. Like the song might not even do that well for me to be paying you that.
I hear you getting that 200.
Yeah.
How many you did?
Oh, yo.
Meanwhile, I did 200.
Yeah. Yo. Crazy story about Fab was in Denver one time, right? They brought Fab out on a off brand night. Like on a fucking Wednesday or some shit. Like some shit that wasn't like people don't go out. Like people really don't go out on this night. Like I don't know why they agreed, but he charged him what he charged him. Like I heard it was like what it was like 30 or something like that. Whatever it was, right?
Smoke them, my boy. Smoke them, Spiz.
Hey, listen. It literally, bruh, was maybe 7-8 people in this motherfucker.
That's a win for the artist. See, the promoter usually wins. But when you agree to your commitment and show up, you gotta pay it, baby.
Yeah, and the thing is, like people they would be down on one, like we in the back, we doing our thing, we kicking it and all that. Like he just chilling. I'm like, he ain't going out. This is before I knew, like them niggas ain't moving until they get the rest of their money.
Like they bread.
That's
it. So don't pass me no mic till you pass that check, man.
So I go holler at the promoter dude. He's sweating. Right? He got to come over this bread because he ain't got nothing at the door. He ain't getting nothing off the bar. Like, so.
he was expecting all that overhead to help him with the proceeds. And there's nothing there. Like, there's nothing. Now he got to go in his own account.
I was like, ooh, you got to eat that. You're right, Edward. You look like a sad puppy, man. I'm like, oh yeah, bro. Like, so yeah, I get it, man. That money move. Like, if you ain't,
did you get a chance to check out that D'Angelo versus this week?
Actually, nah, man. I saw clips of it.
I saw some clips because I didn't really know how to take it. Like D'Angelo, I never really seen a versus somebody in Friends, so that wasn't really. That was more like a entertainment piece because they usually make it a celebration of two artists, but they had artists coming out rocking with him from features that they did with him. So that was unique. They got Ghostface and Ray coming up. That's the next one. Ghost versus Ray. That's going to be fire. No, it's going to be
ill. I don't even know if it's a versus though with that. Like you just going to
Why? Because a lot of their songs got each other on it.
Yeah, because so you can't, like there's no win or lose with that.
This would be the real first celebration. That's like if they put me in Styles.
I got another one for you. I got another one for you. I called Charlene earlier with it. Plies and Boosie.
That'd be a good one. I think Boosie might got a little more street. Boosie might got a little more hood edge, but Plies got a big fucking. They fucking love Plot. They love Boosie. But it's like
Boosie got some shit out here. Yeah. But Boosie got some shit out here.
We gonna call Swiss and Tim and try to make that happen.
Yeah, I hit Charlene. Like I told Charlene earlier. Like I told Charlene, like
I'm gonna call Swiss. How you go about that? Personally. Yeah,
like that joint, like
that'd be crazy.
That joint would go.
That'd be crazy. Because they both got big followings, big fan base, big records.
Yes.
Big personalities.
Yeah, huge personalities. So that joint, I think that joint would go. But Ray and Ghost. Yeah, I think that just
that's gonna be a celebration. Yeah, that's gonna be a big celebration.
Facts. Yeah, one for the culture. So that's dope. Yeah. What else? Yeah, who else would I like to see in the first? It's just some people that ain't gonna do it, of course. But I just think it's good for what's going on out here, man. Like it's good for the culture, show people. I'm saying that don't know the music, all this young generation, they get to log in and get to tap in
and get to see what it is.
Yeah,
I think the NBA should do a versus one on one plays playing one on one.
King of the Hill kind of deal.
I don't know. I mean, they try to do it with.
Well, I'm putting my. Yeah, they can do it. I think it's money go to charity or something like that. They get a purse and certain proceeds go to charity. If they do it, like I'm putting my money on it, that scoring killer out in Brooklyn. So
KD or Harden?
Yeah, KD.
KD. Like, my guy's the captain though. He ain't playing. You know, they making him rest up. So he gonna play. He gonna coach his team.
Yeah, so like with him.
I think it'd be something dope if they did like playlists. They can, figure something out with playlists. This player plays and let them go 10 or 15 songs. Some highlights or some playlists or something.
Yeah, ain't no telling. It's definitely some dope ideas out there that they can do with this versus thing, you know what I'm saying? Especially the different battles. Have you been approached to do one?
I did. I went against Fab already.
Fab, damn, I'm tripping. I'm spaced that out. I'm
victorious out here already, baby.
Dummy Kenyon.
We lining up. Yeah. We trying to see if we could get a group one. We trying to do the Locks versus one of these other groups. Hopefully that'll come up in a minute. Anybody, we'll go against anybody.
So y'all cool? So y'all ain't no more beef out here.
We got no problems with nobody, baby.
So it ain't gonna be no tension how it was the with the Gucci and Jeezy joint. Tension
that
like
was
a, like
that was a, that was one of the most incredible verses because a life was lost, and they was able to still come out and get whatever off their chest. And do that. I don't think if you kill one of my homeboys, I can't do a verse. That's just me. You kill one of my partners, my mans.
If your partner in the wrong?
No. I mean right or wrong. If somebody killed one of my mans,
if I can't do a versus. But if your man in the wrong. If your man in the wrong. Me and you.
Listen,
if,
that means it's a trickle down effect.
How? If he in the wrong and he lose his life doing something to somebody who you got beef with, like that ain't.
How you know somebody didn't send him to do that?
The man said it is. Listen to the man. The man said, I ain't sending him on no dummy mission. The man said it in multiple rhymes.
I'm just saying. Because when a life is lost, it's different.
I get it.
I got verses for the culture, entertainment, music, celebrating each other's catalogs.
Mm-hmm.
They killed my man. I can't celebrate. Even if he was wrong. It's just the way I'm going to feel. He got kids, family, loved ones. I would rather not do it.
I get that. But if he in the wrong, kids, he in the wrong.
You
Like, right, they're just the way right. I think.
This is what I'm saying. If he's wrong, if something comes,
so okay, I got you. So if something comes of him being in the wrong,
if he was in the bad wrong, happened, I'd have just
won't. So you wouldn't have did it at all.
I wouldn't have did it at all. Bet. Me all personally,
right, I'm with you.
Because you know it is right is right and wrong is wrong and shit happens and it's consequences and repercussions. But me
to your actions,
if he was wrong,
yeah,
I just would have. You know,
yeah, but if he just popped your man just to pop your man because y'all got beef, then that's a whole different.
And they say, yo, get up here and let's play some songs against
him. Like, what?
I can't do that.
Can't do that. Nah, I wouldn't feel right. Not at all. I don't fool with dudes for less. So,
yeah, you know what I mean? It's facts.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't cut people off for less. Like, so I could only, So I'm definitely with you in that.
That's a fact.
Yeah, but
shout out to them
though
for making that happen.
Yeah, but ain't no damn. I spaced that joint Fab did y'all thing, but ain't no group got who could
y'all. We got Dipset, we got G Unit. They're not really a group, but
yeah. Dips.
See, when they was asking us questions like this, we were saying they got to be a group that really still fuck with each other too, not. Because once so 12 is, and Jagged Edge did it, it was only
so what
11.
Is a group?
The whole
so,
112 so it, wasn't there. It
so
was
is
only
it two of them?
Nah. See, the whole see, group got to beat it.
I'm
if
with
you go
I'm
against the locks
think.
And just Styles and Sheik, then I ain't there.
Yeah,
that
I'm
ain't
just,
the group.
That ain't the group. That ain't the group. That ain't the
That's
group.
A forfeit.
I'm trying to think who... Like, them dudes... Like, y'all came in as the locks.
And we
then
still
y'all did, but then y'all did y'all own individual thing out of
solo,
that.
So we could do solos, group songs.
But most of
whatever.
These groups, like most of these dudes, they individual artists that formed their thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little different. You know what I'm saying?
We went the other way. We went the traditional way.
Yeah, yeah.
Group,
so it's hard
solo,
for them. Yeah.
Group.
So not too many, like. Okay, you got like a Bone Thugs and Harmony that came in. The Bone Thugs came in as a group, and then they did their own individual thing. You got
Wu did that.
Wu did that. Yeah, but it's select few that started out as a group, and then then did their own individual thing. So I don't know who y'all would match up with from what era though. Like it's like y'all don't.
It don't matter. See, with verses is not none of the accolades and none of that other shit matters. It's just what selection of records you pick at which time.
Yeah. See, I'm a 8-ball and MJG dude.
See,
I love to see
y'all. Them niggas got that'd be a great celebration because they like our OGs. We came in, under them. We came in loving them niggas. So we'll go against them, but it would be a celebration.
Yeah, see, that's it.
They'd be playing shits that we'd be going crazy when they dropped some of them shits.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And I would
them
too. Hard. So,
them shits is crazy. You know all of them shits.
Oh, no. I had them come out. I was fortunate enough to have them come out and do one of my birthdays in Denver.
Fire. See?
You know what I'm saying?
That's some mean times in Denver, dog. I can't. When y'all was on the Nuggets, I had some of the greatest times in my life in Denver. I can't even front.
Yeah, could only imagine,
greatest.
Brother. Because so did I. Yeah, I mean, I was 7 years in one place. Oh, that's a lot of memories.
Denver, and I never imagined, like, I don't want to go to Denver.
Denver, yeah.
That shit was incredible.
People slept on Denver. Like, I tell people, I mean, what was Denver? I say, man, we put Denver on his head.
Denver was incredible.
Like
anybody underestimating Denver is bigger than snow and it's bigger than skiing, baby.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's
for sure.
Lit in Denver. And it's real.
Goes. It's real in Denver.
It's real. And it's real, dog. It's really real.
Oh, no. Nah, yeah, I tell people all the time, people ask me, like, I said, more athletes than got shot in Denver, Colorado than any other city.
That's a fact.
They're Denver like,
is real, dog.
I said, yeah, more athletes than got shot. They said, I started naming. They were like, oh, wow. I'm like, yeah, man. Like, no, it's real out there.
Definitely.
Yeah, because it's a lot of them dudes move from other places and move to, Denver. Nah, I had a blast in Denver.
Had some great times, though, definitely.
Already. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, another edition of Neat and Unfiltered in the books.
Neat and Unfiltered. You heard?